What is love? I think this is a very hard question to ask because living in a postmodern, sensational, sentimental, emotional, and gratification-driven world, we often think to love is to like. But there's a difference between liking someone and loving someone. And love comes in different levels. And we, as postmodern human beings, often misunderstand between loving our friends and to truly love someone in the sacrament of matrimony. In the Catholic Church, we are being taught there are two sacraments of service, the sacrament of holy orders and the sacrament of matrimony. These are called sacraments of service because they're called. Remember, we're called by Jesus Christ into that sacrament. And they're sacraments of service because they're calling us to give ourselves, totally give ourselves in sanctification, in holiness, and in true love to serve the one that we have been called to love. And that is hard because there will be days that we will not like that vocation. There will be days, especially for those who are married, you will not like your spouse and like your children. But this is what a vocation is. A calling that Jesus Christ had called us into. Just like you, there are days that I question, there are days that I ask myself, there are days that I struggle, there are days that I don't like my vocations as a priest. But this is what I'm called to be, just that you are called to be if you are married. Because this is something higher than us, bigger than us, something that is much more than what gratifying us immediately, what kind of entice or make us happy, sentimental or sensational, my brothers and sisters. Because those feeling, those hedonistic or those human qualities will come and go. And if we base what it means to love on those qualities or those likings alone, it's easy to walk away. Jesus knew that. And today, in Mark chapter 10, at Matthew chapter 19 and elsewhere, Jesus had elevated human understanding of marriage, that natural understanding of marriage, into another level, the sacramental level, where it signifies, as St. Paul had taught us in his writings, that signifies the love of Christ for the church and the love of the church for Christ. Christ loved us, where he had sacrificed and give himself totally and completely to us on the cross, outpouring his blood, enduring suffering, shame, betrayal, and all those hardships for us. And we should love Christ with all our heart, receiving what he had given us and bringing it to fruition. And that's why in the sacrament of matrimony, the man signified Christ for his wife. And the wife signifies the church loving Christ with her whole heart. My brothers and sisters, for us as Catholics, marriage is not just something we go to the courthouse and check the list. Marriage is not something that is dependent on us. Marriage is not about marrying my best friend who make me feel good, who lift me up, or somehow encouraging or doing this or that for me. Marriage is much more than that, because there will be days where we don't think that we can love this person. but Christ give us the grace to do so. Why so many marriages have failed? Because I believe we have forgotten what it means to be married, what it means to be called, and what it means to live in the sacrament of service, of giving oneself totally and completely for the other side. Why are there so many priests and religious walking away from their vocations too? Because I believe we have based all of our vocations, all of our callings, and all of the things that we have lived in this life based on what we subjectively think is good for us. There will be days that we doubt, we question. There will be days when it seems so hard, and that's why in any sacrament, in any calling, in any vocation, we have to be dependent on Christ. For this is no longer a human institution, a human dependent or free will offering or likings. It's what Christ had called us to be, and this is why it is hard. My brothers and sisters, in a day and age where we misunderstand love, heck, we even misunderstand who we are because we're so worried about identifying who we are at a subject that we have forgotten who we truly are as sons and daughters of God, created in His image and likeness. In a days and age where we have forgotten and lose focus on God and only focusing on ourselves and everything else that entices us, it's easy to walk away. It's easy to think that everything is somehow dependent on us or on the people that we like. If that's the case, then relationships will only come and go, and things are short-lived because why? It's only dependent on us. Today, as you have heard in the first reading, as well in the gospel reading, of what God had joined together, let no human being separate. What God had joined together in holy matrimony, no one should separate. What God had joined together through holy order, the priest to the church and the church to the priest, because the priest is called to be in persona Christi capitis for the church, and the church where he give up his total life, that no one separate. What God had joined together is much more than what we like, much more than what we want, because this become our vocation, our calling, our path of life, our state of life, so that we can be sanctified and seek holiness. Why do we see so many old couples still stay together? And we somehow make it so romantic, think that somehow they have it all figured out. No, it took them a long time to be where they are. It took them a long time to truly love one another. It took a lot of effort to stay. Just as why we see old priests who still stay, even though the church have gone through a lot of trials and hardships, especially with the changing of Vatican II, with the changing of times, and with the changing of society that had gone by so fast. Why do they stay? Because they love Christ. So in particular today, I would like to invite those who are married or thinking of marriage. Please let me assure this to you as a priest. Marriage can only work if you become one flesh. Make decision not at what I like or what she like, what each other like. Make decision at one. Be joined to each other. Choose to love each other even when it's hard. There will be days when you will question why. And there will be days when it seems to be easy to walk away. Stay. Stay. Because this is your sanctification. This is your vocation. This is your holiness. Have a childlike mind to always look to God to be the foundation of your marriage. Because without God, you will fail. Without God, there's no reason why you should give yourself in order to love. My brothers and sisters, I'm not saying it's easy. Marriage is not easy. Just that holy orders is not easy. The sacraments are not easy because they challenge us. Because it's countercultural. Because it's not dependent on us. It's dependent on the grace of God as well, who loves us. So, those who are married today, reread the gospel, Mark 10. Also, reread it in Matthew 19. Read them. This is not something that we have created for ourselves. This is not something that the church have created to somehow make our life bad. This is what Christ has instituted. He elevated our human understanding, our old understanding of marriage, our secular understanding of marriage, and he elevated it into the sacrament. That's why marriage is that self-sacrificial gift that imitate Christ's love and as well as the church's love for Christ. My brothers and sisters, this is not easy, but it's worthwhile because this is our vocation to love. And in a very special way too, today we celebrate our holy guardian angels. Each and every one of us has been given a guardian angel. And do you know that our guardian angel is given to us forever and ever and ever, even when we die? Pray to your guardian angels. Pray to your patron saints. Pray to the saints to help you and me live our vocation. Whether we are married or whether we are a priest, whether we are a religious, whatever state of life we're in. Pray to the saints and angels to pray for us, to intercede for us, and learn from them what it truly means to love Christ even when it gets hard. It's hard to stay, and it's easy to walk away. Choose to stay. And I'll end my homily today by reminding you that one of the things that I like to remind a young couple, that the word to be married in Spanish is a casar. It means to make a home. Think about it. Each one of you, look at each other. Are you making a home or are you returning to a house? Have you lost focus on what you are called to do? Is your home become less homey? A home is not just a building. It's a place where everyone belongs and love and feel like they are being respected, seen. A home is not just a building or a place. It's where we belong. Choose to create a home. Choose to focus on what make a house a home. In my culture, in the Vietnamese culture, husband and wife often call each other in a very, very corny way, but very loving way. They call each other nhà tôi, meaning this is my house, my home. Think about it. Those who are married, your spouse is your home. where you belong, where you come back to. It'll be hard, but that's your home. Children, look at your parents too and see how hard they are trying to make your family a home. Make that family a home by the grace of God. We have been consecrated, just like the second reading today say, we have been consecrated by Christ, because he had taught us through his very own life example what it means to give even when it's hard. Go home. Return home. Belong at home. Because if the family falls apart, society falls apart. If we don't know what it means to be in love at home, then we will never know what it means to love. I think we have so many people who misunderstand marriage because they depend on themselves. They never understand anything higher than themselves. It's easy to have a destination wedding at the beach, at the mountain, at the barn, or at elsewhere, because it's only dependent on me and my partner. And we lose the sense that the marriage is a vocation, it's a calling, it's a way for us to be sanctified, to be transformed, to love. And marriage is much more than ourselves. It only exists with the grace of God because it signifies Christ and the church. Marriage is not about ourselves. Marriage is about that true reflection in order to let the love of God be at living at home. As a priest, my brothers and sisters, I need you who are married to show me what it means to love in a sacrament of service. I try my best to live a celibate life and to love you with all my heart, and there are hard days. But I'm still here. And the only reason why I'm here, can I know that Jesus loved me. And I'm in love with him. That's the only reason why I'm here. And I ask you to love each other. Please, please teach me that love is still real. It's much more than yourself or myself. Love is possible because Christ had loved us. We stay because of him. We're here because it's much more than ourselves, because it's the way for us to be sanctified. Choose to love, so that whatever God had called us, whatever he had joined us together, may not be separate. And may the sacraments of matrimony as well as holy orders give life beyond ourselves, because we have first received life from him who loves us.